If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to another episode of Headbangers Kitchen Uncooked. My guest today plays for a band called Plague Throat, who have just recently opened for Dying Fetus. They've won the Wacken Metal Battle and are going to represent India. And they also headline their first ever death metal festival. Hey Nansang, welcome to Headbangers Kitchen.
Hi sir.
So first thing I got to ask you, how does it feel to have won the Wacken Metal Battle?
Oh man, it's more than a dream, you know. I always wanted to play Wacken and all that, so we actually didn't expect much of this, so it just happened. Just practice hard and just happened all that.
Nice. And you also opened for Dying Fetus very recently, so how was
day before actually.
Yeah, so how was the experience?
Oh great man, it's great. So it's been a while since we've been playing in a big stage and the song was superb, so we had a lot of fun, man. But unfortunately we didn't meet the guys.
Oh, that's a bad thing. Well, they are an awesome band.
They are, man. You should see them, man. Everything was perfect.
Nice. So that was great for you. And you came to Bombay the very next day.
Yeah,
and,
it's like
and you headlined Deathfest. I mean, you know, for a band that's quite young in comparison. So it's quite a big deal. So how was the experience playing in Bombay?
Yeah, this is the second time actually. So it's a great experience. And the responses were very overwhelming and the crowd made us feel at home. So it's a great experience, yeah.
Nice. And are you guys nervous at all about playing at Wacken? What are your expectations festival?
I haven't seen yet in my mind. You know, it's been 4 weeks we've been traveling, so I haven't got a chance to sit and think properly. Because there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Also, news has it that the government has decided to sponsor your tickets.
Yeah, we've sent them a proposal, so they're quite positive about that. So let's hope for the best.
So does the government there regularly support music and arts? Because at least in Bombay, I mean, no band would get money from the government.
Quite a lot, yeah. They even sponsored the jazz festival. There's a band, Fourth Element, that went to play in Nepal. So they even sponsored those days.
Okay.
So that's why we are not approaching the government for this.
Awesome. And of course, you know, Shillong is known for having a very large metal community, and just generally the Northeast is supposed to have a lot of music lovers. Yeah. So tell us how the scene is actually in Shillong. What is it like being a metal band from there?
It's pretty hard, man. It's the same everywhere, I guess. So it's growing actually. So we have fans, more fans now than 10 years before or 5 years before. So we have the problem is like we don't have promoters nor organizers to promote metal bands or not. So the thing is we have to do it on our own. Organize gigs, do it our own. So all bands from outstation.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much like how we do it here.
Exactly the same.
Awesome. One thing that has often been said, especially by fans of music in the Northeast, is that they feel that bands from there are not appreciated or given a chance to sort of showcase themselves like bands in the main cities. But what is your take on this, given that you come from Shillong and you guys have, I would say, have become one of the most popular death metal bands right now in the scene?
Well, really, it's all in your mind, man. You just have to work on it, go for it, do it. So it will happen eventually. So you can't just sit and dream or think about you'll go play in Bombay or Bangalore. So that won't happen. So you just have to move it, you know. Keep practicing hard, like, you know, you should have good connection with people. So then you'll have a chance.
Okay. And you guys have, been around for a while now. I mean, 2008, I think, was your first show.
First show.
But it's only, I think, since the last EP that you guys have really come out of, your shells and, like, taken over the scene here. So what's that transition been like? I mean, what happened, from when you started till the EP?
So what happened is, it took so long for us to even have our own gears. So it took us around 3 to 4 years. So then we got a gears and I got my first computer. So I started recording, so you know, I started to do this. So I met a few friends, he taught me this and that, so I started recording. And internet is the best thing, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk to people from other parts of the country, so they help us in that way.
Okay, that's awesome, man. And tell us a little bit about the EP itself. It released last year sometime?
Last year, yeah, in August 2008, which is our fifth anniversary, the band's anniversary.
Okay.
So we organized a gig there. It's called Serene Atrocity. We had 10 bands, local bands, including Insane Prophecy. So it was a good, quick turnout. And yeah, about the EP, there are four tracks. They are all old tracks, actually, just one new track. So it's you know, it's quite hard for us because it's a self-recorded thing. We mixed
yeah.
us. Yeah, we mixed the track and mastered by Srikant from BBC.
Okay. So how does a fan get a hold of this EP if they want to?
Yeah, you can, anyone can contact InCan Productions for this.
Okay, so that's pretty cool, man. I heard some good reviews about the EP and I heard it myself.
It wasn't that up to the mark, by the way. The quality is very low.
Okay, so are you guys working on a full-length album
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, hopefully we are working on some more new tracks. So
okay.
We're looking forward to record very, very soon.
Awesome. So one of the things I noticed about Plague Throat is that you had no lineup changes so far, and
yeah.
it's been quite a while that you guys have been around. So how easy or tough has it been to kind of keep the same lineup, and you know, what keeps you guys together?
Yeah, the three of us are actually self-taught musicians, and you know, although we have differences between us, but it's metal music that gets us together, you know, that it builds up each and every day, keeps on growing, and yeah, that's it. We just love jamming.
Alright.
We jam as much as we can every day or every week.
And what do you guys do apart from playing music, you know?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're full-time musicians?
Yeah, just music.
Wow. So how easy or hard is it to actually manage as a full-time musician, you know, paying the bills and things like that?
Yeah, yes. No, we live with our parents as of now, so it's quite okay.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 25.
25. Yeah.
So we are all graduates, by the way.
Okay, and you do only Plague Throat, or do you guys?
No,
only.
Yeah, I do. I have a solo project. I was in a progressive rock band, like for 2 years.
Yeah.
From 2010 to 12. So like, we also like we plan to do a project with my friend and all.
Okay. So it's not easy being a metal musician.
No, not at all. It's so hard, especially being in India. So you know, we don't have proper gigs and all that.
Yeah, so what can we expect in the near future from Plague Throat?
Album.
Are you guys gonna tour a lot more?
Yeah, we would love to, man. We're looking forward to tour. We have a 4 to 5 city tour.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully by the end of the year.
Nice. So we are a food show.
Yeah.
And I have to ask you, what is your favorite food?
Oh man, I got the same question last night. I don't know what to answer. Indian food is good. I don't eat much meat, by the way.
Oh, you don't?
Look at me.
Well, we'll make sure we feed you some meat.
Sure.
So, what is your favorite food?
Yeah, man. I used to like chicken Manchurian. That's one of my favorite. When I was a kid, I eat that.
Yeah?
Like, all the month. I mean, every month now, I used to ask my mom to take me out for chicken Manchurian.
Nice. So I saw you guys last night and I thought you guys were fantastic. Like, that was a killer set. And I believe the rest of your band is also here today.
Yeah, they are here.
So since you guys have come all the way from Shillong, we have to feed you something.
Cool.
So I've made a bacon bomb for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So let's call the other two guys and let's taste that bacon bomb.
Yeah, let's go ahead, man.
Awesome.
Cool.
Let's go taste that bacon bomb.
Bacon.
So I'm back with the rest of Plague Throat, Malice the drummer. Why do they call you Malice?
Actually, it started as a gaming avatar. So, all my friends call me that.
Malice. They're like Demon Stealer.
Yeah, it was.
And Yaidon, the bass player. So, you guys have come all the way from Shillong, and I couldn't let you leave without eating some food from Headbanger's Kitchen. So, I've made a bacon bomb for you guys. That's pork mince stuffed with some cheese, crispy bacon, some spring onions, wrapped in bacon, covered in barbecue sauce, and baked. So dig in, guys. Go for it.
So here's a first bite.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers, Bombay. Mm. Wow, man.
You can eat the whole thing.
You know, when the food is good, you don't talk.
You don't talk when the food is good.
But he's talking.
But he's talking, yeah. So, how do you like the bacon bomb?
It's perfect, man.
Any?
You're a good cook, man.
Thank you.
Do you have bang while cooking?
No.
It's cold.
No, you'll get all hair in your bacon. And any message you want to give your fans or metal fans across the world?
Yeah, just...
Space is yours.
Yeah. Just keep on supporting metal.
Practice.
Practice.
You want to play in a band, the only thing is practice.
And I don't like people who discriminate. This genre. Because metal, I don't like it.
It's all metal at the end of the day.
The division made us, it doesn't feel good at all.
You just have to be true.
Alright.
Anything, you just have to be true. Whether you're a businessman or a musician, or if you do it correctly, you'll serve you.
Alright. Words of wisdom then? So there you have it. Plague Throat, Love the Bacon Bomb. And like they say, keep supporting metal, don't discriminate between genres. Let's all be one big happy metal family. We'll see you on the next episode of Headbanger's Kitchen Uncooked.
Cheers.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.